Mary had a little lamb,
the fourth.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Across Ohio and the country, folks are worried about making the next mortgage payment or the rent payment, whether or not they can purchase their prescription drugs or be able to put food on the table, literally. Worried about whether their kids' schools open and be able to stay open. And if they're not open, how they can go to work if they have a job and still take care of their kids. They see the people at the very top doing better than they ever have. While they're left to wonder, who's looking out for me? That's Donald Trump's presidency. 215,000 dead because of COVID. Experts say we're likely to lose another 200,000 people in the next few months unless we take some serious action, and he doesn't know what he's doing. All because this president's only worried about one thing, the stock market.
Yeah. So let's just compare the sleazy nature of the Republican Party versus the decent nature of a Joe Biden, who is literally in Ohio, or was yesterday, to make the economic argument that this economy is tanked. It's trashed. And the reason is because Donald Trump's stupid trade war. The reason is because Donald Trump's stupid denial of COVID-19. The reason is because of Donald Trump's stupid view that the stock market is the reality for us. I mean, you know, there's so much here. Now, the reason why the Coney B thing that's going on here, this is total farce. This is total sleazy behavior. This is disgusting behavior. This is the crassness of hypocrisy. This is the pinnacle of, you know, my word means absolutely nothing when Mitch McConnell is speaking. She, on the other hand, she's very nice. She's very nice. Her family is nice. There's a wellspring of niceness. It's very nice. She's not answering any questions. Period. There's a lot of words being said with, leave it to a lawyer, man. These people, you know, they're by the hour. They can talk and talk and talk and talk and tell you nothing. Tell you nothing. And that's the thing that's going on here. This is total theater. Because she showed you who she is. She showed you everything about what shapes her decision making. She has written dissents. She has written law review articles. She has signed on to ads that say what her opinion really is with regard to Roe. She doesn't believe that Roe is a super precedent. She doesn't believe that Roe is the law of the land. She believes that there's wiggle room in there, and she's an originalist. An originalist, which is a very bizarre excuse to interpret the Constitution any way you like. Why do I say that? Well, because originalists believe, well, here, listen, I'll let you listen to her explain what a textualist, what a originalist believes. Okay, here you go.
Now, the bottom line here, Judge, you said yesterday something that struck me, and I want the American people to understand what you meant. Mm-hmm. You said you're an originalist. Is that true?
Yes.
What does that mean in English? Pass the button. I mean, we all love Senator Lee, but in English.
In English. Okay, so in English, that means that I interpret the Constitution as a law, that I interpret its text as text, and I understand it to have the meaning that it had at the time people ratified it. Okay. So that meaning doesn't change over time, and it's not up to me to update it or infuse my own policy views into it.
So in other words, you're bound by the people who wrote it at the time they wrote it. That keeps you from substituting your judgment for theirs. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. Justice Scalia, he was an originalist, right?
Yes, he was.
People say that you're a female Scalia. What would you say?
I would say that Justice Scalia was obviously a mentor. And as I said when I accepted the president's nomination, that his philosophy is mine too. You know, he was a very eloquent defender of originalism. And that was also true of textualism, which is the way that I approach statutes and their interpretation. And similarly to what I just said about originalism, for textualism, the judge approaches the text as it was written with the meaning it had at the time and doesn't infuse her own meaning into it.
Okay, so white landowners can vote. See what I mean? That was the intent. White landowners could vote. That was the intent of the framers. That was the intent of the people that wrote the Constitution. This is just so crazy. We have cell phones now. We have semi-automatic weapons. We have automatic weapons. We have dark money infused in our elections. Honestly, this is just sleazy, political theater is all this is. And that's why I say when they say that they are following the dead hand of the founders and the framing of the Constitution, I want you to know that they are following something that does not explain anything about modern American life. It doesn't answer any of the questions. It doesn't answer any questions of racism. It doesn't answer any questions about the militarization of a police force. It doesn't answer any questions about white landowners having the right to vote and no one else. It doesn't answer any of the questions about separate but equal. It doesn't answer any of it. It answers none of our questions. And that's why it's an excuse. You just say that you're an originalist. You say you're a textualist. And then you go about saying money is speech. Corporations are people. Racism is over. That's what they said when they overturned the Voting Rights Act. This is garbage. This is absolute garbage, okay? So, you know, for all the niceness and the, pleasantries, this is theater. That's all it is. She doesn't answer any question that you might have about how she views equal justice under the law. None. Now, I will tell you that, Biden, questioned her about, what about Citizens United and originalism?
Which brings me to the conclusion here. We hear over and over from the other side of the aisle, we don't want any activist judges.
Right.
We want judges that are going to go back to the original document, literally take it word for word, put it in a historical context, and don't get in the way of making laws. We make the laws, you're a judge, you stay away from them. And yet, when we look at this case, the notion of what disqualifies you from buying a firearm was being rewritten by the dissenting judge.
Right.
And saying, when we say felony, we just mean violent felony. Well, the word violent isn't in there. But you found it, or at least found reference to it. It's not the only time this has happened. In Citizens United and its progeny, Republican-appointed justices struck down bipartisan campaign finance reform
right.
to unleash a flood of dark money into our political system.
Right.
Part of that flood is paying for the ad campaign promoting your nomination for the Supreme Court. I know you've said you've gone radio silent in following the media. I don't blame you. I do the same thing politically. But I can just tell you, I've seen them. They are beautiful, expensive ads boosting your nomination for the Supreme Court from organizations we've never heard of.
Yes, see what I mean? Okay. Now, at the beginning of that clip where he's talking about you found it, meaning violent felons can't own weapons. Okay, the law as it's written says felons can't have weapons. She decided dangerousness was a factor in adding the word violent felons to her opinion about who can and cannot commit a felony and still have a gun. That is not the law. She just made that up. She said, All felons shouldn't lose their guns, just violent ones. The law does not say violent, it says felons.